T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan.
All right, 10:04 on The Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts. We are live and in living color from the Mike Francesa studios here, high above Hudson Street on the 10th floor, lower Manhattan. 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here till 2 o'clock, the afternoon drive. Maggie, Bart, and Chris will come your way. Dove Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. So the Mets are off to this 12-2 start. We're all giddy. We're all delirious. I'm delirious. Everybody's delirious. Watching the game last night, DeGrom is masterful, you know. They're scoring runs with, you know, safety squeezes. Guys are kicking them around. Todd Frazier stays red hot. A couple big RBI hits. They do it again after Harper hits that broken bat home run. You know, they come right back. They score the run in the bottom of the inning to tie the game. As Drubal hits a big two-run home run after Nimmo, everybody wants to trade. Let's trade Nimmo for, whatever, you know, Boston Romine. Nimmo, Boston, I'm just saying. Stop. Nimmo comes up with a big triple, right, and the home run for his Drubal, 6-1. And then comes the top of the eighth inning. And I got to tell you this. As soon as DeGrom gave up that leadoff hit to some guy, you know, it wasn't Ruben Sierra, some kind of Sierra guy, I knew they were in trouble, because I'm saying to myself, you know what? DeGrom needs to get, as great as he was, can he get me through the eighth inning? And when he didn't get through the eighth inning, I was worried, I got to tell you. And you could just see it coming, bro. The meltdown, just, you could feel it coming.
It was a slow death is what it was. And
it was a slow death.
Over the last 5 days, maybe longer than that, I've waited for this.
Not in anticipation.
But you've waited
when are we going to get hit in the head with this?
Yeah, waited for that just absolute kick in the groin kind of loss.
Yep.
Because this bullpen, while it's been lights out to start the year, is probably not that good. Probably.
Yep.
So when you talk about 12-2 and what should have been 13-2.
Now.
I know, but they were 12-2 last night and should have been 13-2. They got there because this bullpen was pitching well over its head. And you just hoped, you prayed that it wouldn't have a collapse like this. And it was so freaking awful to watch. Everything about it was awful because the Met fans, the inning earlier, is taunting Bryce Harper. They're chanting overrated at him. They're chanting Harper.
I know that. Yeah. Were you doing that?
No, I wasn't doing anything.
I kind of bothered me too. You know, why?
Well, wait a second.
Why,
you of all people to speak,
I'll tell
you
why.
Said the guy gets meaningless home runs
he
yesterday.
He does, but don't wake the sleeping Giants.
Yeah, but you did that.
Well, but I'm not. He didn't hear me do it.
No. But, dude,
maybe he did. I doubt he's listening to our show.
I love you. When Bryce hit the broken bat home run, I'm thinking of you.
I'm sure.
Yesterday.
And then he also got a broken bat base hit for two runs. He broke his bat on that, though.
I know. I got to tell you.
Blame me. Why not?
I not blame you,
But I wasn't sitting there going off. I don't think I would have either.
No. I would do that if the game is over and you're enjoying the win.
Well, you thought the game was over because it was like 6-1 at the time.
Yeah, I mean, I was confident, and maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
Maybe the problem was, as Met fans, we got a little too cocky.
Yeah, I agree.
That we thought, 13-2, how do you do?
Yep.
And I look back at that eighth inning, which was an absolute nightmare.
God.
It was a nightmare.
God.
Sitting there and watching it, I just wanted to jump off the balcony. It was so bad to watch. And I got to tell you, I haven't been this ticked off about an April loss since I don't know.
No, of course. Because now they're setting himself up to get swept.
Of course.
And now we're totally looking at it differently.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Everything is different.
Everything. And now you got Gio Gonzalez, who kills the Mets. I don't know what his record is at Citi Field. It's unbelievable. You know, and we'll see about Wheeler tonight. I doubt Wheeler is going to give you seven innings of one-run ball again. I doubt it.
No, the Mets have been set up now to start to lose games.
Yep, I agree.
And losing on Saturday night, fine, no big deal.
Yeah, but they bounce back.
You're going to lose games, but to lose the way you did last night was horrible.
Yep.
And here's my only critique on Callaway as far as how he handled that eighth inning, okay? Jacob DeGrom starts the eighth good. He should.
Yeah,
pitch count is in the high 80s.
Yep.
He gives up the leadoff hit to Moises Sierra. Okay. He comes back with a really big strikeout of Michael Taylor on a full count. It was the first time all game Jacob DeGrom went to three balls.
Yeah, I think he did on the next guy, and he wound up getting a hit as
Trey Turner. And that was a battle. That was a battle.
Right.
And now his pitch count's at 103.
Right.
And here comes Howie Kendrick. Now, here's the reason why Callaway screwed up and DeGrom should have stayed in the game for one more batter. Here's the reason. Howie Kendrick had been 0-for-3 with three strikeouts.
Yep.
You know Blevins is coming in to face Bryce
Harper. No question about
it. That's going to happen.
No question.
So instead of just throwing Lugo out there for one batter, you know it's one batter, how about you say to your ace, and he is the ace, and you say, all right, Jake, you just lost this battle to Trey Turner. I get it. You probably don't have much left. Get Kendrick one more time. Just get me that second out. And if he doesn't, fine. You go right to Blevins, and then maybe you go right to Familia. Maybe you don't mess around with A.J. Ramos or Seth Lugo or anybody else. So he goes to Lugo, and Seth Lugo wasn't close on any of those pitches.
Terrible. Terrible.
Not one, not a one.
You know what I thought was the worst at bat? To me, this was the killer.
Oh, I know what it was.
Matt Reynolds.
Of course.
Four-pitch walk. Who's it, Ramos?
Ramos.
Four-pitch walk to Matt Reynolds. Throw the damn ball over the plate with the bases loaded. What are you doing?
That was the at-bat. You know, I was worried, like you said.
Yeah.
Very worried. But the at-bat where I knew, holy mackerel, the Mets are going to lose this game,
was
Matt Reynolds.
No question about it.
Even though Familia
had
a chance to get Wilmer Defoe, he gets him out, the Mets have a lead, I understand that.
Yeah, it's a seeing-eye two-run single.
But as soon as he walks Matt Reynolds, or A.J. Ramos walks Matt Reynolds, on four pitches.
It wasn't even close.
That was a problem.
Yep. Yep.
And when you look back at that eighth inning, four-pitch walk to Howie Kendrick, who is 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. DeGrom needs to be facing him.
Yep.
And the four-pitch walk to Matt Reynolds. And we got, Met fans, we deserve it because we were getting cocky. We got what we all feared.
Yep.
That epic bullpen meltdown and that horrific loss. It's the first time the Nationals, as the Nationals, have ever come back from five down in the eighth inning or later.
Is that right?
First time ever.
Oh, my God.
And look when it happens.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what, I mean, and I fully expect them to lose tonight. Like I said, they're setting themselves up for the sweep. They would be showing me a lot if they won this game tonight. I mean, this tonight's game, to me, is a huge barometer game for this team.
Yeah, let's find out how much guts they have.
Win this game tonight.
They've shown a great ability to bounce back when other teams runs, though they didn't do that last night.
Yep.
This would be very, very impressive if they can come back now and win these next two games. Because the Nationals are still a banged-up team. They're still banged up. There's no Adam Eaton. There's no Daniel Murphy. There's
no Anthony Rendon. No Rendon.
This is still a lineup that has a lot of holes in it. Go out tonight and bounce back.
I agree.
And I got to tell you something else.
Huge. You going tonight, by the way?
Of course. I'm going to be there tonight. Yeah. Let me tell you something else.
Tell me.
I understand the guy went 4-for-5. Asdrubal Cabrera gets your head out of your ass.
With the dirt ball. What does he call these? The dirt ball read. That's what he calls
You're down
and
two.
And he did it. He got away with it earlier in the game.
But that's okay. Look, here's
the thing.
He
got away with it. Remember, he was actually going to be picked off. They made a bad throw.
He forced an error.
Right.
And I thought that Glenn Sherlock's send of Michael Conforto in the third inning was awful.
But this is the way they're playing.
No, that's okay.
This is the way they're playing.
I accept that the Mets are playing aggressive baseball.
Right.
When it's the ninth inning and you're down by two runs,
you shouldn't be going.
That makes no sense.
None.
That makes no freaking sense. Okay? I accept it. And you know what? Joe, I'll give you this. Let's say they're down a run. As annoyed as I would have been if he was thrown out at third, I would have understood it just a tiny bit more because he's the tying run.
Right.
Cabrera meant nothing in the ninth inning. Nothing.
Yeah.
And he's taken off on a pitch in the dirt?
Hey, look.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, well.
That was dumb baseball. That's what it was.
Yeah. Well, he's been doing that, and that's, you know, that's part of the Callaway mantra. He calls it the dirt ball read.
No, but you know what?
I'm not saying it was the right move. I mean, sometimes you got to understand you can't go.
You have to know the situation.
Right, I completely agree.
I am all for the Mets' aggressiveness, and I'll live with the outs like Conforto.
Right.
And I would have lived if Cabrera was thrown out in the fifth inning. They didn't score a run anyway, but I would have lived with it. I cannot live in the ninth inning down two with him acting like a moron getting thrown out of third base. That's
bad.
A rookie mistake.
It was bad. That was bad. As good as he's been, it was a dumb play.
And I get it. He went 4 for 5. He had a great game at the plate.
And he's been smoking hot. He's the hottest hitter. He's been great all year. It was a brutal. There's no other way to say it. You could not have had a worse loss than that. And you could have not have lost to a worse team than you lost to.
Yes.
Not only that, but who you lost to.
Yes.
You might have put them right off the, took them right off the mat now.
You had a chance to put them 8 games back last night in the loss column.
Yep.
You had a chance to do that.
No doubt.
And I don't want to hear, guys, they're 12-3. You would have taken it. Of course,
with the
of course.
Ace on the mound pitching a tremendous game.
Yes. And I don't want to hear it. Oh, they're 12-3. Be happy.
No.
Stop it.
No, that was a
bad loss.
Not
when you lose a game like that.
No, you can't lose like that. I'm with you 100%.
And here's,
it was terrible.
And I want to apologize, all right? I am so sorry for a comment I made. I made a comment in the bottom of the ninth inning. Is exactly what I said.
What?
As the pitch is being thrown that's bounced and Cabrera gets thrown out, I say to the guy next to me, I say, hey, look, worst case scenario, Todd Frazier is coming up as the tying run. That's what I said.
Did you say
never
that?
Happened.
No.
Because it's Drubal Cabrera's an ass and gets thrown out at third base.
Well.
So Todd Frazier never came up.
Yep.
Never came up because of that stupid play. And I'm not saying Todd Frazier was going to hit a 2-run home run.
But he's been red hot.
Right. You wanted to at least give him that opportunity. You don't want to see that. That was as frustrating of a loss. And maybe because they were so bad last year.
No, it was
year,
a terrible loss.
It's the worst loss they've had since the 16 game against the Giants.
It was a terrible loss. There's no other way to say it. You blow a 6-1 lead in the eighth inning. You got your foot on the throat of this team. The team they lost to. If they lost this game like to Milwaukee, you'd be upset, but you wouldn't be as upset as the way they lost this game and losing to the Nationals. That is no other way to say it. And like I said, now I'm with you. They set themselves up to get swept now.
I fully expect
you. You got Gio Gonzalez tonight who owns the Mets. I mean, especially there. I don't know what I'm going to see from Wheeler tonight. Then, who we got? Matt's pitching. Matt's, what's he going to give me? 5 1/3 innings? Maybe he'll get out of there, give me only 2 runs. I don't know. Tanner Roark. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to expect. They're not really, they scored, they're not really hitting lights out right now. The key has been the pitching. The key has been the bullpen. And the key has been, that the timely, getting the hits that they need to get when they need to get them.
Well, the biggest key you hit on it has been the bullpen.
No
and
question.
The bullpen has been outstanding. And Familia had been very good.
Yeah.
And Ramos had been very good.
All
and Blevins had been good. And Lugo had been good.
All
of them last night stunk.
Well,
that's what it came down
collective
to.
Collective stink.
And when you have to use 4 pitchers to get the final 2 outs of the eighth inning, that's a problem. That's a major, major problem.
Yep.
But I really, really hoped that Callaway was going to let DeGrom get Kendrick one more time.
You're right.
Kendrick was
0-3. Let's go with our best guy.
Absolutely. Just to get that out.
Yep.
And it saves you a pitcher.
Yep.
I had to hear Mickey Callaway over the weekend on Sunday saying, I was trying to avoid a double switch, trying to save guys. Well, how about in the eighth inning you save a relief arm by letting your ace, after he lost a tough battle to Trey Turner. But Trey Turner's a good baseball player.
Sure.
Turner's off to a tough start, but he's a good ball player. All right. Trey beat him. You tip your hat. There's 2-1 and there's 1 out. And now DeGrom gets to face a guy. He struck out. Not only did he strike Kendrick out 3 times, Joe.
Bad.
He made him look bad every time.
Did. And no question.
Give him one more shot.
Bro, you're right. You're not wrong. I'm with you. 100%.
Now, I was thinking about this because I was so ticked off last night as I was driving home.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I'll tell you, I root for such garbage teams. I don't get ticked off that often because most of the time the season's over, right out of the gate.
Right.
When am I really ever getting annoyed?
Right.
Early in the season with the Jets, the Jet-Patriot game, but that was it. After that, it was just like, goodbye.
It was all downhill.
The Mets stunk last year. Forget the Nets. They haven't played real basketball in years. So I don't get this annoyed that much. So I guess I should be happy that I was annoyed because it means I actually expect something from this team. But you are so right. Let me tell you something. You were so right about this. And maybe I'm being emotional. That's fine. I don't care. So
now,
I'm emotional.
Look, it's an emotion.
Whatever.
It was a brutal loss, bro. The only difference is I got to turn, just to roll over after.
That was the difference.
You
know what? You're so right.
Yeah, that's it. You got to drive home and deal with that.
It makes it worse.
It was cold out there, too.
It was cold. You're so right about that.
Oh, my God. It's bad enough being home watching this disaster. I mean, I could imagine, driving back from the game.
I think it is easier to get over losses when you're at home.
Well, I don't know if it's easier to get over. I mean, I don't know if I could.
Well, because you can go right to sleep.
Yeah, but you go to sleep and you're thinking about how they blew the game. I mean, that's what I was thinking about.
The problem is I double-dosed it because I had to drive home thinking about it. No, I had to walk out of the stadium thinking about it.
Right.
Then drive home thinking about it. Then try to go to sleep thinking about it.
Right.
Then rock my son because, of course, he had to wake up thinking about it.
Right.
Then back to sleep thinking about it. And here we are in the morning.
Yep. Talking about it.
Talking about it. It's like therapy.
Right.
But you are right about this. all right? And you think I'm going overboard, I don't really care. I think the next 2 days are going to teach us something.
Huge. They're huge games.
They're going to teach us
these
something.
These are huge games. That they got to come back tonight and win this game tonight. They got to really show me something tonight and not get swept by this team. Because that just kind of changes everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right, 12-5, but that changes everything.
If
you put them right, but you took them right off the respirator.
Exactly. If you come back and win tonight and win tomorrow, and you win this series, then I will believe everything I've heard about the locker room and the culture and Todd Frazier and the bounce back ability that they have, because that would show you something.
Yep.
And they don't have Jake and Noah on the mound,
nope.
So they're not doing it with their aces.
Nope.
If they're able to bounce back the next 2 days. But unfortunately, I fully expect the Mets to get swept.
Yeah, I don't feel good about it. I'm 100% with you. Do not feel, especially tonight with Gio Gonzalez on the mound. Especially tonight.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.